بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعنه رضي الله تعالى عنه أن امرأة قالت يا رسول الله إن فريضة الله على عباده في الحج أدركت أبي شيخا كبيرا لا يثبت على راحلة أفأحج عنه؟ قال نعم. متفق عليه. حضرت عبد الله بن عباس رضي الله عنهما narrates that a woman came and she said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah has made Hajj compulsory on his servants, and this compulsion has got my father whilst he is an old man, and he cannot remain firm on the conveyance, he'll fall off because of his weakness. Can I perform Hajj on his behalf? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, yes. So in this case, this woman came to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and she wanted to make Hajj on behalf of her father, who was very elderly, and Hajj only became farz upon him because he only got the means of making Hajj whilst he was old. Previously, it was not farz on him. Now that he got acquired the means and the money to make the Hajj, Hajj became farz upon him. But the problem was that he was old and he was unable to remain firm on the conveyance. They should travel by camels, by horses at that time. So they had to undertake a long journey. It was difficult for him now to travel like that. So she asked, can I perform Hajj on his behalf? Rasulullah allowed it. He said, yes. So ulama have explained, one is the Hajj that the person makes. Like in this case, the person is alive. Hajj becomes farz on the person. But due to some illness, genuine illness, he is absolutely unable to perform Hajj. He's got some type of illness that he is unable to travel at all. So then in his case, he could appoint somebody on his behalf to make the Hajj, and he will provide the means and the money for it. As long as this illness remains till his death, the moment he gets healthy again, he regains his health and is able to make Hajj, then he should make the Hajj himself. So in the event where a person genuinely knows that this illness of mine is not going to come right, he's not going to get better, then in that case, the person can appoint somebody to make Hajj while he's alive. The other one is when a person passed away, Hajj was farz upon him, but before he passed away, he made a bequest that from his money, the person must make Hajj on his behalf. That is Hajj Badal, when he makes a bequest on that before he passes away, that he was unable to make Hajj in his lifetime, Hajj became fard. But so at the time of death he had, or before that, he makes this bequest to his children or somebody to on his behalf perform the Hajj. And this particular incident in this hadith, the person was still living, but because the person had no strength at all to make the Hajj, therefore Rasulullah SAW allowed his daughter to make the Hajj on his behalf. وعن لقيت بن عامر رضي الله تعالى أنه أتى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فقال إن أبي شيخ كبير لا يستطيع الحج ولا العمرة ولا الضعنة قال حج عن أبيك واعتمر. رواه أبو داود الترمذي. قال حديث حسن صحيح. لقيت بن عامر رضي الله عنه narrates that he went to Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم and he said, my father is an old man, he cannot perform Hajj, he can't make Umrah, he can't undertake a journey even. Rasulullah said, perform Hajj and Umrah on behalf of your father. So again, if Hajj is farz on the person, is unable to make the Hajj due to a genuine excuse which will remain till death. Old age, blindness, paralysis, whatever it may be, right till death, if it is going to be remaining with the person, then another person may perform Hajj on his behalf. Of course, this person has to instruct the other person to perform Hajj on his behalf, and he has to pay for the expenses when that person is going to make the Hajj on his behalf. Allah Ta'ala gave us tawfiq of understanding and make amal wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillah rabbil alamin subhanallahi wa bihamdihi subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta